Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So listening to sober discussions of the issue of loose North Korean nukes is perhaps not why most viewers tune into the ABC program The View. But right before Thanksgiving, there was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mike Mullen, chatting up his fears of Kim Jong-il and his son Kim Jong-un.
Worrying is something we ought to stay with. It's a worrisome leadership in North Korea. I mean, he's a very unpredictable guy. Him with nuclear weapons or his son is a very dangerous outcome for the long term.
Mullen made a similar statement to troops in Iraq on Monday. David Sanger, chief White House correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, reports that North Korea is advancing its ability to develop a nuclear weapon perhaps much faster than even Iran, a nation whose nuclear capability we discuss quite a lot on this program. David Sanger joins us now. Good morning, David.
Morning, John.
You know, we got to get you on The View. You know, you are on this WQXR Monday Morning Washington Report thing, which, of course, is the New York Public Radio classical music station that can be heard streamed all over the world.
A different format than The View, John. I don't know why I think that, but maybe classical music and The View are just a different way to approach news.
Sanger, you're a star. You got to think that way. But we'll stick with this Washington Report for a while. But let's get to the issue of an arms race, at least in terms of the national security establishment's assessment of the threats of North Korean nukes versus Iranian nukes. You say if that's a race, North Korea is probably ahead. Why?
Well, North Korea's been ahead for a while in one respect, which is that the North has had the fuel based on a plutonium it extracted from an old reactor of it for 6 to 12 nuclear weapons since 2003, and they've tested 2 weapons. Now, the Iranians, in contrast, we don't think have any weapons. What's interesting in this case is that the North Koreans suddenly showed a visiting Stanford scientist, a fellow named Siegfried Hecker, who used to be the director of the Los Alamos National Laboratory, so he knows his nuclear weapons when he sees them. They showed him a new facility that they had built, and this facility enriches uranium, same thing the Iranians have been trying to do for 20 years. The difference is they've used a very sophisticated design that they obtained from A.Q. Khan, the rogue Pakistani scientist.
And these are the centrifuges. These are the centrifuges, right.
And they've used a very, very sophisticated design for it. And once the U.S. sort of decomposed the information they had or deconstructed it to look at the design, they came to the conclusion that the North Koreans had actually built a better, more efficient centrifuge than the Iranians have. They're just better at this.
Well, the analysis is published in the New York Times, co-written by you and your colleague William Broad. I guess what's chilling about this, first of all, and we'll talk about what it means for North Korea to have this capability in a moment, but the second sort of takeaway here, which is equally chilling, is that North Korea serves as a kind of a sort of demo showroom for what you can buy in Pakistan in terms of nuclear capability or through Pakistani intermediaries. Is that an unfair exaggeration?
Well, it's certainly showing, it's certainly become a showroom for what the North Koreans will sell you. And while I think the big concern here, there's always a concern about technology leaking out of Pakistan, but the North Koreans have demonstrated they'll sell anything. I mean, just think back 3 years ago, it was the North Koreans who sold the technology to Syria for that nuclear reactor in the desert that U.S. intelligence missed. And in fact, everybody missed it until the Israelis showed up in the office of the White House National Security Advisor and dropped pictures of this reactor on the coffee table. And it was just a few months later that the Israelis launched a nighttime attack and destroyed it. That was completely a North Korean operation. It was a North Korean building task.
So to that end, what's the main goal of in negotiations with North Korea, say coming from the United States or China or any of the 6-panel group? Is it to keep North Korea from developing workable nuclear weapons, if that's possible, or is it to keep North Korea from passing them on to other nations?
let's face it, we're past the moment of having them build workable nuclear weapons. They've done at least two nuclear tests. They weren't terribly successful. We don't know how small a weapon they can make, but they're essentially a nuclear power. It's just the U.S. doesn't want to admit it. The big concern here right now is stopping them from selling this stuff. And right now there are no negotiations underway. There had been on and off during the Bush administration. The Obama administration came in and said, hey, why are we doing this? Every time we go to negotiate, they sell us the same thing the last guys bought a few years ago. And as the Secretary of Defense put it so wonderfully a year ago, he said, I bought that horse already. So right now, the Obama administration, for all its talk of engagement, has not engaged in any negotiations with the North at all.
And barring negotiations, is there any sort of military way of containing North Korea's nuclear capability, at least in terms of preventing proliferation to other nations, the sale of these items?
Well, there are some ways to do that. You know, there have been sanctions against North Korea basically since the end of the Korean War, nearly 60 years ago. They were upped last year after North Korea's last nuclear test. And the resolution out of the Security Council that increased those sanctions allowed all countries to track North Korean ships, and then once they show up in a port, ask them to go inspect those ships. Now, not everybody's done that, and the North Koreans can move a lot of things overland through China. And, of course, what you've learned from this latest revelation of this new facility is that despite all the sanctions, they've brought in some pretty high-tech metals. They've brought in a lot of components. They managed to build this even at a time that the world sanctions them on just about everything.
And according to WikiLeaks and a State Department cable, 19 advanced missiles made it to Iran, from North Korea. So, you know, the sanctions are only so effective. Well, David Sanger, if North Korea is ahead, that's worrisome to the Obama administration. If the Obama administration is not engaged, that should be worrisome to anyone in the world. A good subject for the Washington Report next time you're on WQXR, eh?
Well, we'll do it. We have no shortage of news these days. That's the problem is not what you're going to talk about. It's all the stuff you're leaving out.
David Sanger, chief White House correspondent for our partner, The New York Times, joining us. You can also hear him on QXR every week on The Washington Report. Thanks so much.